Good morning, Monday morning, Coffee and Josh crew. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I had a pretty good weekend. Don't remember what I did. I did buy some new shoes, which is pretty nice. You should buy new shoes about every 3 months. I like to hold out as long as I can till my feet and knees start hurting. So that's about every 6 months. But that's just how I like to roll. But let me first start out by having some coffee to wake up a little bit. Nothing like good French roast in the morning. So today I want to talk about kind of eating on the go and some strategies for that. So most of us have a pretty busy life where this stuff happens, whether we're running around taking care of kids or just our job. It's sometimes too hectic, and we need to get something quick and convenient. And so ideally in this process you're actually planning it out beforehand, but everyone's at different levels of being able to plan ahead. So in an ideal world, for your lunches you were pre-packaging them from maybe from the supper before. You make a little more, or you're making them night before, you're making your lunches for the week, or whatever meal you want to pick. That's an ideal world, and that's something that everyone should strive for, but that's not always the reality. So what do you do when life just doesn't work out the way it's supposed to? And that's really what this is about, is for worst case scenarios. So you should be striving to plan out your meals, but what happens when just stuff goes bad? You leave your lunch at home, or you just had a crap morning or something like that. The big thing to understand is the three differences in the macronutrients of protein, fats, and carbs. It's good to have a mix, but for the most part you want to strive to get something that's a higher protein meal. So I like to aim for something that's going to give me at least 20 to 30 grams of protein. So that's like my rock. That's what I start with when I'm looking for something on the go. What is my highest protein option? And then for fats and carbs, I just want to get something that's moderate in each for the most part. Protein is going to hold me over quite a bit longer. Something higher in fat will as well, or something that's really high in carbs won't necessarily hold me over as long, and it's usually more calorically dense, meaning it has more calories per I guess per bite, whatever, but there's more calories in a smaller unit of food. So in the hierarchy, I'm looking for something that has high protein, and then I'm just going to say moderate fats and probably moderate carbs. But those two you can really choose based off of what you enjoy. If you're going high protein, you should be okay. And then so you should also have a plan in your head for different scenarios. So I like to do like what if scenarios. So what if I go to work and I have no lunch? Well, in your head, it'd be good to know some food establishments in the area so that you already know that have a fairly good menu and that you've already picked out. So, hey, I know if this happens, I'm going to go to X and I'm going to have this, which I already picked out as a fairly healthy meal for the time being. That's a good option if you're ordering out or eating out, is having some places that you know and some go-to meals. Because when you're under duress, you're just going to take whatever is the easiest, which may not necessarily be the best choice for your goals. So that's one strategy I would. So what other what ifs? Kind of just go through your daily life. Like, so if this happens, what will I do instead? If this happens, what will I do? And kind of going through those, have a list of the common ones that you foresee happening. And then the last thing, I mean, ideally, I'm not a huge fan of fast food, like any kind of drive-throughs other than to get coffee. So I just don't think they're not really that much quality. Maybe some of the snack wraps are okay, but for the most part, I can't think of anything that's worth eating there. But so a gas station. So if you're in an emergency, you have to stop at a gas station. So you're on a business trip or vacation or something, you have to make a gourmet gas station meal. It is possible, and what you need to do is follow that hierarchy of protein, fats, and cheese. So you're gonna survey the landscape of the land and see what they have there. They might have some Cheese sticks. So I might take a couple of cheese sticks. I got my fats there. Maybe a little bit of protein. And maybe they have like, oh, a little bit of a salad. So I get some vegetables. Bonus points right there. Vegetables are bonus when you're eating at a gas station. And then I could put the little bit of cheese on top of there. And then maybe they have some like sliced deli meats that I can throw in there. So now I made my own little chef salad or whatever they call that on the go. Other things it could be, well, beef jerky is okay. So I'll have some beef jerky and an apple and some cheese. So I got some proteins and carb, vegetables, and some fats. So kind of follow that hierarchy, see how I'm gonna get that. How can I get as close also to that 20 to 30 grams of protein as well? Well, I hope that was helpful. If you have any more questions on this topic, please leave the questions down below. I also wrote a pretty good article coming out early next month for another website that I'll be posting that talks all about eating on the go in depth. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. And again, please follow me at joshwilliamsfitness.com or shoot me an email at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com as well. You guys have a wonderful Monday. I'll see you next week.